There is no arguing that the topic of short-term rentals is a heated point of contention in the tourist destination of North Simcoe. Penetanguishene is just one of the four municipalities in which residents have raised concerns, and one thing everyone seems to agree on: there are no easy answers. Renting out rooms, houses, cottages, and other short-term rental, STR, accommodations to visitors has been a mainstay of the area for decades, with modern issues arising over ghost hotels, with absentee landlords exploiting potential housing and allowing neighborhood disruption. Greater than the big read: how short-term vacation rentals are ruining the neighborhood. Frequently, municipal councils are juggling frustrated opponents of STRs and antagonized STR operators while searching for a legal compromise which will ensure the safety of residents and visitors, one that will also protect the municipality from liability. As all these players have skin in the game, it's no surprise that everyone is on edge. GTA resident Wendy Dobrojevic, who has a longtime family cottage on Champlain Road in Penetanguishene, wants attention drawn to a property on the same road which she feels is worthy of scrutiny. The property in question belongs to Christian Todorov of Oakville, who was the subject of a Midland Today article last July. Short-term rental, Mentor, denounces bad STR owners, which presented the point of view of responsible STR owners. In the piece, Todorov shared his thoughts on Penetanguishene's bylaws, how to properly run an STR, and his experiences with harassment he had received from neighbors. Although Todorov did not respond to requests for comment, he had informed Midland Today in early June that he had suffered further harassment since the 2022 article had been published. Dobrojevic claimed that she filed a complaint with the town on a Sunday in mid-June and within an hour had spoken to a male who identified himself as calling from bylaw, and that the municipal law enforcement officer, MLEO, verbally disclosed to her information on the licensing status of Todorov's STR property along with associated personal financial details. "They shared this info with me. They actually sounded quite frustrated," stated Dobrojevic. Midland Today reached out to the town of Penetanguishene for comment regarding the accessibility of personal information on short-term rentals. Planning and Community Development Director Andrea Betty responded as a spokesperson on behalf of the town. Regarding which staff had access to fines on STR properties, Betty replied that MLEOs have that access. However, that information is not made available for the public by the town. Town staff in the Planning and Community Development Department and some senior management would have access to this information. The public is not privy to that information unless it could be obtained through Freedom of Information request. As the information is not public, Betty would not comment on specific property fines, nor fines levied across the municipality since this STR season began. Likewise, Betty would not provide an opinion on whether MLEO staff felt frustrated when dealing with STR issues to owners and residents. A member of the bylaw department is responsible for investigating every complaint that is reported, stated Betty. When asked at what taxpayer cost, she replied, "This is accounted for in the normal operating budget of the bylaw department." An STR implementation report is expected in autumn by town staff, which will address the ongoing issues this year. The report may speak to fines and penalties, however specifics about how much or who is owing will not be included, Betty replied. To the question of the town or third-party monitoring contractors Granicus being proactive in sharing which STR properties may have fines, the response was, "Communications are sent to the owners of the property regarding fines and penalties. The town does not notify renters of the status of the STR or add comments to rental advertisements." Dobrojevic reiterated her claims that a Penetanguishene MLEO divulged Todorov's personal information when asked. Dobrojevic had initially addressed Penetanguishene Council during a 2022 public meeting on STRs in the town, which heard many concerns for and against the rental accommodations, where she shared anecdotal comments on her Champlain Road neighborhood. She stated, "In 2021, the property next to us had over 30 people up there during a time where there was a restriction of only having 25 people inside. Although Todorov was unavailable for further comment, he had previously stated that the OPP had asked him and other STR owners to provide information on harassment when such instances occurred. Penetanguishene provides a complaints portal and telephone number for MLEO to provide effective municipal law enforcement and licensing services in a professional and accountable manner while proactively enhancing bylaw enforcement services to the town's residences. Further information on Penetanguishene short-term rentals can be found in the Business and Development page of the town website.